Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
AfterBuzz TV, starting place to the likes of WWE female superstars Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Zelina Vega, proudly presents Women's Wrestling Weekly, the world's first podcast and YouTube series dedicated exclusively to women's wrestling, featuring all the latest news as well as interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz TV's own gorgeous lady of wrestling, TK Trinidad.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Weekly. My name is TK Trinidad, a.k.a. the Canadian Assassin. And we have here, he's not fighting crime today. He's in the studio. Coco Cena, a.k.a. America's Chocolate Sweetheart, a.k.a. Evan T. Mack, a.k.a. the president of BMP.
Black Man Purgatory CEO, man. What's good, girl? Listen, I feel like I already seen you today, man. That's the magic of the pre-tape, man. Same outfit, different day. I don't give a damn, but this one's live. I got a different person next to me, man. Changing races and everything.
So we're going to do Star of the Week. We're going to do some news. But as you can see, we have a very special guest / co-host because this is our second time in studio with us. We have former WWE superstar and current OWE superstar. Please welcome Miss Zeta Zhang.
Hi, y'all.
Hi.
Man, you got like 500 AKAs.
Yo, I didn't even know I had that many till right now, though. She dropped all the also known as is, man. I'm telling you.
He's a lot. So nice, thank you so much for coming on the show. But before we get into, you know, all your business.
All up in your
and
business.
And y'all not on her Instagram. Her Instagram is fire. Do you want some inspiration to go to the gym or just inspiration
new
to do other
pillows,
things?
She got new pillows. Yeah, you go she on, got you some go on merchandise, her, some new merch.
Go on her Instagram. But we're going to, you know, we have a lot to talk about. A lot of stuff going on in the news. So we're going to do some news first.
Yeah.
Women's wrestling.
You know what's interesting? So, Bosa's in the chat. He kind of changed my order of things, but because I love Joseph Bosa so much, I'm going to start with this. He's like outraged at Charlotte winning the championship on SmackDown Live. SmackDown took the belt off the Japanese Phenom, and just two belts going to be in the main event. TK Trinidad, talk to me about this new recent development. Charlotte winning her 8th title, taking it off Asuka clean.
It was
Asuka tapping, by the way, which I always hate.
It was, well, I mean, last year, Asuka lost the streak.
Asuka's 0-2 against her.
Right. So, when she first came out, because I actually got to see a little bit of this before I got into the studio, it was just kind of like, oh, Asuka's not going to lose because they mentioned that she doesn't have a match. So, maybe this is going to do something, spin something off. And then Charlotte gets, literally do my makeup, and I was like, Charlotte gets the belt. And I was like,
I know, you're like, what?
That's how I get you.
Yeah, well, I mean, at first I was shocked. And then I realized, oh yeah, shout out to Barry Mack, by the way. At first I was shocked, but then I was like, oh, I see what they're doing. It makes for, it's not for us.
Clearly not.
It's for, you know, mainstream media. So it's like, okay, I see what, if I were not an avid WWE fan, and I just wanted to see what makes sense that would get the most pop, that would make sense.
But you know what's crazy? I hear what you're saying, though, but I think just Ronda being in that match with the title on the line would have been enough. It might be a little more to it, but with Bosa saying people were excited on social media, it was the Fatal 4-Way was originally scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
Naomi, Carmella, Mandy Rose, Sonya, you know what I mean? Like, to be a number one contender to go against Asuka. So, like, they just killed that.
I don't know, dude.
Zeta, give me your thoughts, man. What do you think about this recent development, shaking things up, you know, what say you, young lady?
I mean, I know that a lot of things, being there for a little bit, I feel like they do a lot of things that don't really make sense, but then they turn it around and they kind of surprise you with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like at this point, I'm not even sure how to predict everything. It's more for shock value,
mm-hmm.
for shock cool. factor. And it's just to make you think one way. They set you up to start thinking this way.
Right.
And then they just take it away from you.
Right.
So I think, you know, all this is going on. I know it's been upsetting to a lot of fans. But I think that's what they want.
Yeah. And then the possibility of going into it, because, you know, the whole thing with Becky and Charlotte and Becky and Ronda has been going on for a while, and people are getting tired of it. Now, the whole thing of going into it, thinking, okay, for the folks who don't even like Ronda or not for Ronda, but it's just like, okay, well, WWE is just panning to Ronda, it's like now she has the possibility of getting two belts.
Yeah. I think that's just to get more heat.
Right.
Yeah, because the thing is, with all the stuff that I'm seeing where she's breaking kayfabe or whatever, mm-hmm. I honestly feel like that was all planned. That was all planned.
Could be.
Yeah, so it's really just to get more heat.
Julia says, hi, Zeta. I just want you to shout out Julia's feet.
Hi, Julia.
Yes, yeah, he'll appreciate that.
What if he has a pillow?
For real? Yo, Julia, you ain't a real fan if you don't have a pillow, man.
Yeah, you gotta get a Zeta's hand pillow.
I got a new line now. There's a bunch of pillows. So you don't have to just stick to one. You got a whole room of my pillows just staring at you all creepy.
So we got, okay, so first, yo, Julius, get on it, man. So for the first time ever, we have an all-women's main event at the Grand Stage of them all, the Showcase of the Immortals. We have an all-female main event. It's been breaking news. Listen, to show you the magnitude of and how amazing it is to have Ronda Rousey in a match like this, this is on People, CNN, CBS, ESPN. Mm-hmm. Like, so tell me your first thoughts on women getting in the main event sooner than I think a lot of people thought this would ever happen.
I mean,
and just in the total general.
I mean, everybody's in whoever's in the chat, it's the same people that we see when we do Raw and NXT. It's like we've been talking about this. Everybody except for Jim was, you know, everybody knew this was happening.
Yes,
it just makes sense in the era that we're in.
Yes,
and it's nothing crazy, so WWE can afford to do it. Versus like, oh, they're gonna do, you know, intergender. That might have been a little bit too much for them. But doing an all women's pay per view, given everything that's been happening, it makes sense.
That was like the first test. Yeah. The evolution was the first.
Yeah,
test.
I've been calling that since since January. If not, I'm like, this is gonna happen. Everybody's like, oh no, it's like, no, it's. If they give Ronda the belt within
2 seconds.
Yeah, a couple months.
Yeah, 2 seconds.
They just gave it to her.
How are they going to top that going into WrestleMania? You're and they right. cannot What's, not do nothing with
her. How could they raise the stakes? You're right.
Right. So it's like it's like you throw in Charlotte. She's like, okay. Or you throw in Becky. It's like, okay. And people who are familiar with the Flair name, it's like, okay, well, you know, she's connected. So therefore, people might not be familiar with Becky. But now you add two belts, Ronda and two other women.
Yeah, nepotism is a real thing, though. Being getting somewhere because of someone in your family is a very real thing, man, which is nepotism. So it does not hurt her that her father is Ric Flair.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, her father's Ric Flair, and listen.
He's probably second to Trump. He probably has his name is probably dropped in the most rap songs.
Like I said, he's one of the pillars of wrestling. Yeah. I told you there's like four pillars of wrestling. So from the male side, there's four pillars of wrestling. He's one of the four pillars. Hogan, put anybody else you want in there, but he's one of the four pillars. He's been around forever. And like I said, and with all due respect, Charlotte, she is good at what she does, though.
Yeah.
She's not.
Oh, no, definitely not taking the talent.
No, I'm just saying, like, I get you're right about that. Adding her in kind of does work. I don't know if you have any thoughts, questions, comments, concerns.
I'm just saying, like, man, you guys got it. Like, it just.
I just don't want to exclude you.
No. My brain's like going, and I'm like, I'm just taking it out of my mind. I'm just like, you know, that's so true. At the end of the day, yeah, it definitely does help having the background and having the father as such a big name. But she is very good at what she does. Mm-hmm. And also, just with the whole crazy story about her family and why she even got here. It's just an amazing story.
Yeah.
And you just never thought that it would end up like that. She originally never even planned on wrestling.
Yeah, her brother did it for her brother.
Like that. Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
And it's just crazy how things take you around here and then you just become so great at what you do.
Eight times.
News. Eva Least and Cobra Moon released from Lucha Underground. Now listen, this is crazy to us. Me and TK Trinidad, maybe some other people that follow these lovely ladies closely. We thought everything was all good. That was all good in the hood, man. With that Lucha Underground had everything on lock. Then all of a sudden I hear all this stuff about contract disputes and all of a sudden the money game and hold on, Lucha Underground doing people dirty.
Yeah.
What say you, TK?
Well, I mean, we did, and let me know in the chat. I didn't really recall seeing Thunder Rosa, her, like, any issues in the public eye or social media that she had problems with Lucha. Eva Lisa, however, was a different story. I had spoke to her before she had put out that tweet about Lucha, and, you know, she was very, she, there was opportunities that were presented that she couldn't take. So I actually, ironically, just hit her up yesterday, and she said, you know, she's happy, and you know, there's things happening. So obviously, she didn't tell me, but we're scheduling to get her on the show because that's just what we do. But I'm happy for her, and it did appear, because we had Sunny Kiss on the show too, and he said, you know, you get good checks, so it did appear that everything was going well. You know, just because you're getting good checks doesn't mean that everything else is flowing. Like, and I thought, as far as I knew, you could go back and forth between different promotions.
See, that's where I think probably something started happening.
Yeah.
Well, the thing with that is different promotions, well, a lot of promotions, they put everyone on a different thing.
Contract.
So, yeah, each one's different. Some people, they have something great, a great experience with it, whereas other people, they're getting screwed over.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame that some companies are doing that, especially a company so big.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's nice that they're finally released, and several people are released.
Joey Ryan as
well.
Yeah,
Joey Ryan. Mm-hmm. And so it's great because now they have that opportunity. But, you know, I feel like everyone handles it a little different. They might not say something because it's just kind of within the wrestling culture, I guess. It's like, don't talk about the person who's, you know, paying you and stuff.
Right.
So I think that's probably what was going on.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
And you never know, because it's just like, Taya, well, it seems like Lucha has a really great relationship with Impact, but they might not have a great relationship with AEW or WWE. I remember Sean, X-Pac, I think either went in for audition or he was asked to be on Lucha, and I believe he's on a legend contract with WWE, because obviously
he definitely is.
He's, you know, getting into the Hall of Fame this WrestleMania. But, once he told them that, like, you haven't seen Sean.
Yeah, you don't want to mess up that. That's a free check just for being.
So there could just be issues with just different promotions, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, man, that's it for me.
You're missing the biggest one.
What I missed? What I miss? I thought I covered all, checked all the boxes.
Let me break the fourth wall here.
Break it. Listen, girl, this your show too. What's
Evan,
up?
Like, let me drink
my seltzer water.
But Evan and I have been working for almost a year and a half in different capacities.
I missed the biggest news.
And
I know what you're about to say. I know what you're about to say.
It's just like, sometimes now it's come to a point where it's just like that a little brother where you're just like,
I'm older than you, ain't I?
Yes, but you're younger.
Yeah,
you just kinda, yeah, I get it.
You kind of go with the flow. I am definitely
I know
happy.
What you're about to say. I purposely didn't put this in. I know what you're about to say.
I'm
go
definitely
ahead, say
happy
it.
That he's with the show. But however, sometimes it's just kind of like, I get a text today, like, is the show going on? I'm like,
I
sent a long email yesterday.
TK, if you about to say what I know you about to say, I purposely, because this is your tea. Don't spill this kind of tea.
It's still news.
Because you know how I'm not a big fan of this.
What, Nikki?
No, go ahead. Say, no, that's my girl. But go ahead. If you say what I thought you were going to say.
I'm talking about Nikki.
JoJo?
Oh, yeah. We can announce that, too.
Oh.
Nikki Bella. So if you guys have followed, so I was doing Total Bellas, the show. The last show was yesterday or Monday, whenever it was, this week. And Brie Bella had announced her retirement 2 or 3 weeks ago. Apparently, Nikki has announced her retirement. So they're both going to be retiring. And they're starting a podcast, which is supposed to be airing today. If not, it might have already aired already.
It'll be good.
So, yeah. They're in retirement, but I don't know. It just felt like.
Yeah, like I said, I think they'll be fine. I think when you announce your retirement and say that, I still think they'd come back, like, you know, how The Rock came back. You know what I mean? Because it's one of those things where you don't got to just, you know what I mean? Like,
one's ever retired in the entertainment industry.
Nah, absolutely not. Like, you know, come back for this once in a lifetime.
Yeah, but don't you have. Did they already have. Because I think Brie did, but did they already have, like, an official, like, in-the-ring retirement?
Technically, I remember Brie had that one moment at WrestleMania that they put on
but
the pre-show that I missed, by the
but
way.
But Nikki didn't have it.
Correct.
So it just feels like for
they didn't
people
do a
who've been there
route.
For, like, 11 years, and of course we know that they're going to still be affiliated with the company, that's a given, but for people who've been with the company for so long, they don't get, like, is it going to happen in WrestleMania? Maybe. They might not announce it, but it's just like, if it is going to happen in WrestleMania, then I'd rather you wait till WrestleMania to announce it, so then we can at least acknowledge. Because WWE has said that they've been part of the Women's Evolution.
Yeah, Nikki.
So she's kind of like,
Nikki's the longest reigning women's champion of all time. I don't know who's ever going to break that. I think she did.
Oh, Charlotte.
I think
Will,
she
did. Obviously.
I think she deserved the right to go out like the men go out, because they don't emphasize that enough with the women. They
just
go, this woman's last match. They should do what? Because men get to come out and be like, yo, I'm challenging you for a career. I would love if she could get to pick someone.
Or even
great.
When I think Rhino, was it Rhino? Rhino was on there. I think I might get his name wrong. But
Ryback?
It wasn't Ryback. The guy, he's the partner with the guy who has all the kids.
You did not narrow it down. You just broadened it.
No. His stick. Help me in the chat. His stick is like
Bosa. No, you should say Bosa.
I got all these kids to take care of.
Oh, he's Slater.
Yeah, but his partner.
You're right, Rhino. You're right.
Oh yeah, Rhino. You had it. Okay, I had it. Don't come here. But Rhino, he was like, he did his match, and they announced this was his last match, and they at least gave him that. And from what I've heard, like, he didn't want any like pomp and circumstance. Like, he didn't want any
of
that stuff.
He's one of those guys.
So, but at least he was in the ring. And people are like, okay, this is less.
I understand what you're saying. It feels, what's it called?
It just feels very anticlimactic.
There it is. That's the word.
So
they might be saving that, though.
Well, if they are, then, and that's, I think that's just my personality glitch. Is like, if they are, then I'd rather you announce that you're retiring, like, right when WrestleMania is. Because then you can also tie it in with, so it made, obviously, Diva Dirt and other places, but you can also tie it in with WrestleMania. There's a lot of press going on. There's a lot of eyes on it. So now it's like, okay, you have all these businesses. You've been at the company this long. Now you're officially retiring.
But you can look at it a different way. You can look at it maybe, because I think she's a class act, to be honest with you. I think she doesn't want to take any attention away from the main event of WrestleMania. You can look at it like that, though.
It could be before WrestleMania. It could be right after WrestleMania. Yeah, I think, it could be in the circle of WrestleMania.
Maybe.
It could be a time thing.
Yeah, maybe she may be a time thing. Maybe she's just like, you know what? I want this to be 100% the focus on these women for this main event. Maybe like 100%. Maybe she doesn't want to make any fluff or any mess, and maybe she's not really done.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe she's not really done.
Leave the window cracked a little bit.
I guess so.
One of her toenails is still through the door.
And then shout out to this is the one you're talking about.
No,
not shout out. Not, we don't know who the JoJo.
We already
know. She posted on her Instagram that she's pregnant. She had her belly out. I think I can't remember how many months it is, but she's well on the way of.
She like 19. She like 19 months pregnant right now.
Yeah, she's well on her way. So I actually screenshot the picture and sent it to Evan, and Evan was not a big fan. In the picture, it had a picture of the hands of, I guess, of the father of the baby.
I think we know whose hands they are.
She doesn't have the pictures. She doesn't have pictures of the father. But you know, congratulations to her. Why not?
Nope. Hope the baby's healthy though. I'm always for help.
Why are you not congratulating?
Listen,
we don't know the whole story. If that is the case, allegedly, what happened to that? Because we don't know if those are his hands.
Oh, come on!
It might just be a model's hand.
Put your TMZ hat on.
There you go. Thanks, Jeff. There you go.
Put your TMZ hat on.
I mean,
that's too perfect of a picture.
You weren't that far away from TMZ. Bring that TMZ spunk back. You would have been all over there, like, I know whose hands they are.
Well, they can't. Well, here's the thing. This is what I've learned from the whole Jesse Smollett debacle and all this other stuff.
God.
The thing with news is that it's no longer a 24-hour cycle. It's like a 12-hour cycle, if not less than that. Yeah. And we're all jumped to even that kid that was in front of the Native American guy. We're all quick to jump to all these conclusions, and we might not know the full story and, you know, the story in general. So, yes, it looks like Bray Wyatt's hands, but we don't.
Everybody in the chat say it's Bray Wyatt.
We don't know if it's Bray Wyatt, and then if it is Bray Wyatt's hands, we don't know what the situation was with him and his previous wife. We don't know the situation.
We do know.
We know that they were married, but we don't know the situation. There's a lot of people who are married that are not together.
Yeah.
We don't know the situation.
I just don't jump to conclusions anymore.
I call it 3 days. I call it the 3 days. This has been longer than 3 days. So I
they've been
the
together that whole thing. If we go by the alleged storyline, they've been together for almost a year.
Let me put this out here. Like, I'm never going to be on any platform first guessing things. I'm always going to be ahead of this kind of stuff. So I'm not crazy enough to come out on any platform and be like, this is how it's going. I wait, because it's called the 3-day rule. That's the problem is right now. Everybody jumping.
Agreed.
On it. You got to wait 3 days. But when that Jesse Smollett thing came out, I said, oh, he lying, but I'm going to be quiet. But he lying. He lying. Be quiet. Then everybody was like, I feel so bad for him.
I mean, but the hands got tattoos
like,
on
come
it.
On.
You can just like,
look at the tattoos. That's what I'm saying, Zayda. We can look at the tattoos.
Anthony in the chat, I can't. You said to please read your comment from before, but I can't
see
your comment.
Oh, no. He said, because I'm coming back to it. He wants to know, like, why do they not push any, he's Latino, why didn't push any Latino stars besides Rey Mysterio, it seems. Why do you think, and I think it's a combination of a couple things. Before I kick it to you, I just think it's because.
About CN Almas.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. He's missing, because
Andrade, but
Alberto had the title for like 100 days, years, man. Like he was heavily over though. Mm-hmm. When he came back, he beat John Cena for the United States title. Like right. I think there's been a few, but I know what he's saying. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I mean, like now that Zeta's here, I always quote Zeta. Like
market.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's who Absolutely. It just seems like they pick certain it seems like they target certain markets. And, you know, 1 year or 6 months, it could be this market for this particular reason, whatever it is. It might be advertising, might be this, it might be that. And then, you know, they might pick another market. And I'm not going to put it out there because I'm not for sure. But if you see as far as the lineup of hosts that have been signed recently, if you look at the lineup of people in NXT, you're going to see that they're going towards a certain market that I feel hasn't been tapped the right way. In the years that I've been watching wrestling.
I'm taking all credit for that, too. I'm taking all credit.
So, and then you can also, you know, tag along the whole Kofi thing and how they played that, which I think they played extremely well. So I think that's the market that they're gravitating towards. I'm really curious to see how they're going to do that, you know, what their angle is. But I think it's going to come back around where they are going to target Latinos. Because you have the whole Lucha thing, and I don't think they're doing it right with the Lucha House Party or something like that? Mm-hmm. I don't think they're doing it right with the Lucha House Party because it just seems like they're almost on the same level as No Way Jose, where they're just there. Which is okay, but it's like you have so much... Yeah. History there that you can build something into that. So
also the thing is, I think it's really basic stuff. Like a lot of fans, they don't the mask thing is not doesn't resonate with a lot of people. For example, there's a reason why NBA stars are bigger than NFL stars.
Oh yeah,
by far. But people don't realize why. It's not because the NFL is the biggest sport in the country. How come NBA players are bigger stars than NFL players? It's because they always got helmets on. Mm-hmm. You cannot pick, if you're not a diehard football fan, you couldn't pick out a football player in the lineup.
Oh, yeah, you'll just know he's a football player.
You know LeBron, right? Right off the bat. That's you know true. Kobe, mm-hmm. right off the bat. You know Mike, right off the bat. Because they can see their face. Like, the mask is like a double-edged sword. It works in their favor, and also people like to connect to certain people. Ray resonated because Ray's special, man.
Right.
That every now and again, there's this unicorn that comes around. Like, Ray's just special, and he speaks perfect English. That does matter, man. It does. It's not. That's just the wrestling fans and the mainstream. Mm-hmm. That's just how they are, man. Ray speaks perfect English,
however,
and Spanish.
Right.
He speaks both. He resonates with both people.
However, if they were to get somebody who is wearing the mask, then you're targeting people who are familiar with that, and then you might be bringing people that didn't really associate or watch WWE because they don't showcase their heritage. So you have some like you and let's be honest, like as far as population wise, there's a lot of Latino folks, whether counted or not,
you can bring over
to watch WWE.
No, I agree with that. And I think they did that when they had that run. I'm telling you, Alberto was mad. People forget he was beating everybody for a while, for a few years.
And maybe he's the reason why they just like, all right, we can cool off.
He burned them.
He burned them bad. He was on Lucha for all of a season and a half or something like that.
People forget that, man. People forget what he really burned them. I think they like Andrade a lot. They try to push. Sin Cara makes a high six figures. They pay these cats. But you're right. But I understand what he's saying. It's not like he doesn't make a good
point. Andrade, like, he has all the right elements, especially with Zelina. But it's just like, I don't know. We'll find out. Mm. I think you'll have to wait until after WrestleMania and leading up to. I think we're going to see exactly what they're going to do with him leading up to SummerSlam.
WrestleMania is their season finale. It's the season finale. So this is when they reset. This is when they do the shakeup. That's when all kinds of new signings come up and so on and so forth. With that being said, we got to get you to spill all the tea, Zeta Zang. All the Zeta Zang tea.
Can't say. What you got, girl?
We got to get all of your business. What you been doing? Go all around China, going to the motherland.
Yeah.
She's in the motherland, walking the Great Wall of China, posing selfies, wearing like Chinese outfits. Oh, what's this girl
doing? For real.
Check out her IG. It's lit.
What have you been up to? So like I said, Zeta, this is her second time being on the show. So she gave us a lot of great information her first interview round. So now we're just like, that's what I say. It's you a co-host, you part of the show. You just, this is
do,
you.
You do you. Yeah, this kick your feet up. Relax.
There's so much pressure on me right now. I don't know what to do. I literally just got back from a 3-month Asia tour. And that was like places like China, Taiwan, Singapore, like Macau, like everywhere over there. And It was nice because now I am officially the first Chinese American wrestler in all of Asia.
So good. Just clapping for that. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So here's my question. So we had you on the show last time, and we actually touched a little bit about it, you know, just now, as far as WWE targeting certain.
Yes.
So when you were with WWE and NXT, it seemed like they were targeting the Asian market, and it just didn't seem like they were able to penetrate.
No.
So now, do you think that something happened? Like, why don't you think WWE wasn't able to penetrate, but now you're able to go over there and you're now a representative of Asian Americans, and you're going back over there? So it's not like they don't want wrestling.
Yes, they definitely want it. They just haven't been exposed to it enough. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, well, WWE is blocked off from China. Like, you have to get a special VPN thing to be able to surpass everything and watch it. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I think it's just, you know, the government, what their idea of pro wrestling is still back in the day during the Attitude Era.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. the government, the president there now, he's all about peace. He's about, like, no violence, like, very conservative. So his mind is... this is not good. And on top of that, you know, just the politic of things, like, you know, Trump and China, they kind of have that thing going on. Mm-hmm. So yep. having a American company come in is going to be tough. And with OWE, they're from China. So they're, of course, going to be more accepting.
Okay.
And that's why they're building it up. And the best thing to do right now, which I think AEW is doing right, is basically doing a collaboration with OWE, because OWE already has their foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the pro... actually, you know what? Pro wrestling has been there for a while, at least 10 years, because mm-hmm. Ho Ho Loon, WWE originally hired him to come over, but they had him not really wrestle as much. But he has wrestling going on there. It's just more... in Hong Kong, since it's a little bit different from mainland China, mm-hmm. they're kind of separated, but it still kind of spills over, and there are people who want to be entertained by pro wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
They will enjoy it, and I think the market is ready if done right.
You also said they're in cahoots with AEW. You try to get AEW?
That's what I'm saying.
I am down for that. I mean, I am open to it. I am a free agent, so mm-hmm. whatever is open, I am down for it. So
would you like to be with one promotion if the price is right?
For
the circumstances were right, whatever you value.
Yeah, I mean, if the circumstances were right, mm-hmm. I do want to, of course, be paid decent so mm-hmm. I can have a living and mm-hmm. do what I enjoy.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to give up my freedom completely.
Okay.
And that's a big thing. Sometimes you have to just think about, is the money really worth your life?
It's true. It's a fair point. It's a fair point. You do have the freedom to do what you want to do and wrestle for different promotions and see the world. And to me, the one thing advice I can give anybody is travel, see the world, because it's pretty awesome.
That's been the best part.
See, it's the best. It's the only advice I can give anybody. Like, yeah. just travel. Before you die, go see other things, because it is life-changing.
Oh, but, different perspective.
Give you different perspective and things like yep. that. So that isn't very important, but I'm just saying, what if they were like, yo, I mean, I'm trying to cut you a little check real quick, man, but your ass can't go nowhere but AEW. But the check is like, I'm talking about crazy.
Yeah, I heard AEW's like, paying well.
I'm down for that.
I am just saying, like, crazy. Like, you allowed to, like, get time off, but you got to work for AEW. And here goes this blank check, fill in the blanks.
I'm down for that.
There you go.
You know, as long as, you know, they, like, spend some time with me. I don't want to be shelved. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. I don't want to be shelved and just waiting there for,
you want to wrestle.
Just, yeah, I want to wrestle. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, I think. A lot of wrestlers with WWE are in the, it seems like that's their position right now. It's like, right. you see, there's they keep adding to the main roster, but then we're seeing less and less of everybody. Mm. And it's like, we don't have the opportunity to see a lot of the live shows. So it's just kind of like, okay, like, how would you feel as a wrestler where, you know, you're somebody like a Naomi, where we were seeing her every week, to now we maybe see her? Like, you know what I'm saying?
So house shows all the time. Yeah.
That's the thing. I feel like, as a wrestler or entertainer, it's not, yeah, they're getting paid and stuff, but we want a lot more than just money. Mm-hmm. We want to be doing what we enjoy, and mm-hmm. we want to be in front of the camera. So that means a lot more to us.
See, that's what I was trying to tell homeboy at NXT, talking about, like, he makes money, he's good. I go, that's not how everyone values themselves. Remember Steve was saying that on NXT? He was like, Cesaro makes X amount of dollars, he's good. And I'm like, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's good because he makes money.
Right.
Some people actually like to, like, that. There's a business owner out there that rather make $60K and have their own business mm-hmm. than make $200,000 working for a corporation.
Yeah, exactly.
The people out there do exist. I just want people to know it ain't all about the money for everybody.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's the same as, like, you know, a basketball player or a football player, where it's like they get there and they realize, all right, I'm not going to be playing. So do I sit on the bench for two mm-hmm. more years?
Or go somewhere
else? Or go somewhere else. Some people are, not everybody could be the star. So some people are good just being on the bench and being ready when the opportunity presents itself, and then some people aren't.
That's a personality thing. I said, I don't knock anybody that it goes either way. But at the same time, don't always say because someone's making, they're financially stable, that they're happy.
And you don't know they're financially stable.
That's true. Count everybody's money, man. I'm just like, just talk to people. You find out, like, no, I want to wrestle. I want to do this. I want to do that. And if what we're reading is true, is like the bigger promotions, they're just signing wrestlers to keep them away from the other promotions. You know what I mean? So they're just like signing them.
Well,
like, just come here. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the fact that, you know, you were with NXT, you left NXT, and then maybe 15 years ago, that was probably like the death.
Yeah.
Right? It was like, all right, I'm no longer WWE. That was it. Especially being a female, because there weren't a lot of roles for females. Now, it's just like, I mean, I didn't even know you were in California. I just thought.
I sure didn't know. That's just you're driving somewhere.
Yeah. I was like, you here?
Yeah, but you get to certain parts of America, they all look the same when you're driving. I was like, where else you at right now?
I literally just got here like 5 days ago.
It just looks all like highway. That's how we built the continental United States. But I was like, where? I said, I said, who live? I was like,
I was like, okay, because I didn't even know she was here. So it's like the fact that you can, you know, you were gone for 3.5 months, you're here now, you're going back again, and you could travel in it, and I'm assuming, I mean, you could tell me different, but I'm assuming you're making a decent amount of money to live, like, bills are getting paid.
Yes.
So it's just kind of like...
You can come me a couple bucks after the show if you want, no? I'm trying to get this Nintendo Switch, girl, what's really good.
Goodness. So it's like, it's a different life now, where, you know, and I mean, I was talking to Allie from Impact, who actually just got, congratulations, or she just got signed to AEW.
Shout out.
But when I talked to her back in September, she was like, this has been this 2018 was the first year where she could just make a living as a wrestler.
It's incredible.
That's the great thing. That's all I do. All I do is wrestle, and it's amazing. I don't have to work a second job. And it's a good time for wrestling right now, because I think that people realize they can do things on their own and do it great. We got the platform for it. Yeah. We got the fan base for it that can just get online and watch something or go to the shows. It's just a lot easier nowadays. Yeah. And this is a good time. Good time for business.
Jim Ross saying, you know, he's been in the business like 40, 45 years. And he said, in his opinion, he goes, this is the greatest time to be a wrestler. And that's coming from him, who's seen all these eras for 40 years of wrestling. For him to say this is the best time to be a wrestler, I know that's crazy, right? Like, that's, to me, speaks volumes about where they are as a business and the companies and how things, because like I said, back in the day it was like the territory thing, but now it's just, it's different, man. It's a different promotion. There's different talent. There's different ways they're marketing it. It's different people. Put it like this. I think when different minds get a hold of stuff and a difference of opinions and people figuring out things and not trying to take money from the athlete, realizing when you pay an athlete, they actually pay them what they're worth. They actually are happy to come to work. Mm-hmm. Like, all these different things are happening for you guys, and I think it's pretty cool.
And then the wrestlers can speak for themselves.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you go on, so say if you're a promotion and you're looking for another wrestler, whatever, you go on your Instagram, it's like, oh, this girl's booked and busy.
Yep.
Therefore, if she's booked and busy, that means she's talented. Let me book her.
Absolutely.
Like, you could do all that without saying a word, just based off how you set up your social media.
My Instagram is my business. Like, that is all I do. I get all my bookings on Instagram.
You get. I'm surprised you don't get private pics sent on your Instagram. Oh, wow. Those pictures.
She has a different store for a different day.
I was looking at pulling some pics from my Instagram. And I was just like, oh, okay.
Like, yo, Zayda.
Yeah, this bathtub one here, though. Like,
yo, I was like, you heard the milk bath? I was like, hold up now, man.
Okay.
Milk bag.
Yeah. This is wrestling all the way.
Shout out to Mad Queen, man.
You gotta take care of the skin, you know? I'm over there bumping.
You don't look like you're doing anything with your damn skin right now. You ain't in sideways. Have your body ain't even covered, girl. That bitch ain't got nothing to do with moisturizing. You ain't sleeping. Hey,
left
quick.
Arm is moisturized.
Left one part of her body moisturized. She's like, I'm sleeping here. I'm sleeping.
Oh
And if you guys have any questions for Zeta, please, you could ask away, because if you are about the show, you would have seen the last one. We got all up into the beginnings of it, so we're not going to repeat those questions. So just let y'all know. So tell us about these pillows now.
Okay, these pillows.
Pillow line. It was one pillow last time we talked to you.
Yeah, it was one pillow. Look now I got a whole line. I got a whole line of pillows. So you don't have to, you know, just have one choice. You got a bunch of choices.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to know what people do with them. I mean, yeah, I don't want to know.
But it's a good idea, though.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, because, well, this guy, he got famous off of making these pillows because he makes, like, close-up headshots of UFC fighters.
Mm-hmm.
So he got really big on these pillows and stuff, and so we started collaborating. I'm like, this is great, because I used to do import modeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw this one girl with this pillow, and I was like, man, that's such a good idea. Like, instead of having a poster, which you can't even use, you can actually use a pillow to sleep on.
Yeah, I never understand the headshot things. I'm like, for me, it's like, it's even with business cards. If somebody gives me a business, like, just give me your social media.
Exactly. Or
like,
because nowadays, business cards are dying.
Yeah,
man.
Because the social media is like, if I'm scrolling, then I'm going to see what you're doing, and then I'm going to like, oh yeah, I know this person,
so
I met them, and then I'm going to contact them through that. But if you give me a business card.
How many business cards have you lost? Like, honestly, someone gave it to you.
I don't take them anymore.
Exactly, because you're like, you forget. I'm like, you're right,
it's
man.
It's paper. I'm
it's
good.
Like, you're right. The social media is your, she just said she books all her stuff on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
The damn business cards. You don't need no business cards.
Yeah.
I'm like, follow
me on the gram.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's all there. So now you have a line of pillows. So where can people find this?
Yeah,
line
so they can get some pillows.
It is. Let me find this line of pillows.
They don't even know where own pillows is at, man.
So many moves of the pillows.
She got it.
Well, it's www.fampillows.com, and you just go on there and you look up Zeta Zhang. It's the brand is LiliP brand.com.
So get you some Zeta Zhang.
Julius says, I don't mind your pillows staring at me.
Shout out to Julius again in the chat. He said he was going bowling too, but he is not bingo. He's staying with you right now. He said he's going bowling.
You are awesome. You stay here. You stay here and watch this and let the pillows stare at you.
Oh, so, when we last had you
Dave
on the show...
Dave said, you're creepy, Julius.
When we last had on the show, the Women's Evolution started, all that good stuff. And, you know, obviously, you've seen the evolution of women's wrestling. Where do you hope it will be?
I definitely want it to become an equal thing. I know that the intergender thing is a touchy subject, but I definitely foresee it becoming a thing, actually. I feel like maybe within a year it should be there, because on the indie scene it's already really big, and I'm sure at this point people know this is entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not violence against women or whatever else. And
right.
Most of the time I feel like the women are more over with the intergender matches. I literally just had one in Mexico a few days ago at the Crash.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, people love it. It's just so great. They just see women as superheroes,
right.
Like Wonder Woman. So it's the superhero mindset that everyone enjoys watching. And I feel like that translates with pro wrestling, sports entertainment. People watch it because they're all nerds. We're all nerds who love superheroes.
Right.
So I see that just becoming an equal thing all across the line.
And then, you know, if you think of it like the basic part of it, like if somebody's bigger than you, they're going to be slower. So
it's
like chopping down a tree. So,
exactly.
And if you know the right tools, or you have the right tools to chop down the tree, then you're going to be successful at it. So it's one of those things. Whereas, you know, if it's in, you know, a violent situation and this woman's not experienced in fighting and somebody is now trying to beat her up, she doesn't have the tools, she can't protect herself.
Yeah, people forget back in the day, God rest her soul, China was the first and only intercontinental champion. She was intercontinental champion. She beat a dude, and that was
years
ago. Do
you think that's going to happen again?
No, I think they should do, because but like this, they did it way back then.
I think Nia...
It's the perfect time for it.
If they changed Nia's setup, like, there's just something missing from her. If they changed Nia's setup, I think Nia could definitely.
That's what I say. I'm like, because they did it way back in the Attitude Era. I'm like, guys, this is the best time to do it right
now. And did she enter a match in one of the pay per views?
She was talking about Nia.
Yeah.
She eliminated somebody from the Royal Rumble, didn't she?
Yeah. It was a mess.
Like, she was one of the entrants in the males Royal Rumble, and I thought they were starting something there. Then all of a sudden, I think they got cold feet because they were starting. You don't bring Nia into the male Royal Rumble if you weren't trying to start something.
Well, I mean, you have Lacey walking.
They got cold feet. Though they got cold feet, because remember they would set up this Dean Ambrose thing for at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
they got cold feet, so something shook them on that, which would have been amazing.
But how are they getting cold feet if they've already done it before?
I think it's maybe timing. It's timing. Yeah. They don't feel like it's ready. Maybe it's investors and sponsors that's like, no, we don't want that right now. Like that will anger our audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, I definitely see that coming, and I just find it kind of foreshadowing when Becky Lynch's nickname is now the man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I think they want that. They're putting it to that level right now.
Testing the waters a little bit. What the Mixed Match Challenge was one of the first things. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the first way they're dipping their toe in the water with the Mixed Match Challenge.
Yeah, but I would love to know the ratings of that, because it was just like the Mixed Match Challenge. It was plus 205. It's just
when
like,
I was on the Facebook Live is lit. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how many people are watching it, but it's so active. Like when you watch the match and you look to the right, the comments and the likes, it's like
just keep on going.
Yeah, it's like rapid fire. So I give them that. It's super interactive, and then they call out the people that are on the chat. So kind of like we do.
Yeah,
but they do it for the matches. Like Michael Cole's like so and so. You know, like Joey Bosa said. Yeah, yeah. So like it's I know I get the market for it. It's there social media wise.
Caesar says hi, Zeta.
Hi, Caesar.
Y'all late came here late. I know you just got up in here, Caesar.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, so you're traveling. Is there anything that you want to do that you haven't done yet as far as wrestling?
Honestly, I see it as like a list. It's a list where I just want to keep wrestling for as many promotions as possible and just keep building my name, go to different countries, gain more experience. Mm-hmm. So that's why I did this China tour, because I'm excited to kind of see the other side of the world and just being my background being Chinese, it's like I feel like I have to go over there and kind of do that.
Go back to the motherland.
I gotta go over there.
They'd be like, Evan, why don't you go back to Africa? But listen, man, I ain't never been. Stop trying to get me there. If I had one more brother, tell me to go to Africa, boy.
It's an amazing experience.
I ain't never been.
I want to go.
I'm American.
Yeah, but I mean.
No.
Yeah, I'm Canadian, and I went.
Good for you.
I mean, Canada.
It's
I got to be in the most perfect situation. I got to have like 18 armed guards.
It's,
I got
to have.
I got to have a
bodyguard. Now you're putting stereotypes on it. It's amazing.
Call it what you want to call it.
It's actually an amazing experience, and it really. And I understand where that stereotype.
Did you feel black?
It wasn't. What I felt was it was amazing, because I went with an all white group for this. It was called Athletes in Action that I was
That's
with,
cool.
And it was amazing experience, because a lot of the food that they had is food that my grandmother used to make, like, and she's from the islands. So, but they call it something different. Mm. So you're seeing all these little things that were essentially brought over that. It's like, oh my gosh, oh, and they have this, and they have this, and they do this, and they do it. You're seeing the similarities, but you didn't even know the similarities existed. And it was crazy to me, because I have an African, my dad was part of the Black Panthers, he gave my brother and I African names, so all my names are African. And when I went there, it was just kind of like, well, so what's your Christian name? It's like, I don't have a Christian name. And they're like, no, like you. So they were more intrigued by me, because it's like, there's this...
For sure.
Chick from Canada, her parents are from the island, she's traveling with an American group, and she has an African name.
Yeah, they were really tripping.
It was very, you know, but it was just an amazing, I don't think the right word is, I know Charlamagne the God, when he went there, he talked about, like, feeling like he was home, but I don't know if that's the right word for it, but it was definitely an experience, and
no doubt.
Also made me, at that time, I really wanted a drop top Mustang. That was going to be my first car. And when I went there and I saw, like, one guy, he had his arm in a sling, and he got hit by a car, and it's like, it was literally like rotting.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, in the sling. And I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at, like, you know, kids, they had glue. They had glue around their noses, and they might have been like 7 or 8.
Why? Glue?
Yeah. So essentially they're sniffing glue.
That's real. It's real.
Yeah.
It's real,
so you're seeing all this, and I'm just like, dang, I just want a car. You know what I'm saying? It changed my perspective on things. So it's definitely something, I think if you are black, I think you should go because it just takes away the stereotypes that get fed. And therefore, that might put you in a position to help to change the stereotypes that are here.
That is so true, because literally being in China for 3 months, it's like I'm so used to stereotype here. And then going there, I was like, oh, wow, this is how it's like. Mm-hmm. And I feel so spoiled, honestly, being here. And yeah, when you say like the same similar stuff that got brought here and it being different or like
modified.
Totally different.
Yeah, but customs and stuff like that. It's definitely a... Hey, Cliff, it's definitely a good experience. I think you should go once. And if all else fails, every major African country has a really good safari. So if you touch down the safari, you're safe. Because that's where all the white folks go.
It's just far down there.
It's just far down there?
You got no desire to go?
No, I mean, if you don't, you don't.
I'll read enough. I'm good, man. I'm one of them worldly brothers, man. One of them worldly, I've been all kinds of continents, man. Moving and shaking, man. Oh, see, the real Carmen San Diego's right here, for real. It ain't Johnny, it's me, girl. I've been everywhere.
I think she's coming out of the movie, too, speaking of Carmen San Diego. Anywho. So, possible signage of AEW.
She getting signed, man.
I don't know. We'll see on them. I'm with OW regularly, and if they have a working relationship.
Let's make it. Let's put it out there in the universe.
Is there any promotion that you want to work for that you haven't worked for?
Impact.
Dope.
Yeah. I think that was a good one. Ty's over there.
Yeah.
I think she's the... Man, they really need to get Impact back on TV.
Right?
Like,
get back
so
in
much.
The swing of things, you know?
I think Ty and Johnny both had the championship, so congratulations to them.
Black Craft defending the title.
Black Craft?
Mm-hmm. Johnny Black Craft defending the title. Shout out to your boy.
So we're going to hit the rapid hot tags real quick.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, see, let's see if anything's changed.
This always gives me anxiety.
So, always early or always late?
Early.
Last person you text?
Myself, honestly.
Okay.
What?
I was doing a skit and I had to go text myself.
Okay. I thought you started losing your mind. China did a number on
you. Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm good.
Send me one of those pillows. If you could listen to one album for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Why would you give it? Some Michael Jackson album.
Okay. What was, favorite wrestler?
Favorite? Ricochet.
Ooh, who would play you in a movie?
Who would play me in a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Celebrity you would like to meet.
Michelle Yeoh. I got Michelle Yeoh playing me, by the way.
Okay, I'm down with that. Yep. Her.
That's my girl.
You play me, Michelle. You be me.
I think you said that last time, too.
Yeah, that's my girl.
Celebrity you want to meet.
Celebrity I want to meet would probably be... Oh, gosh.
Alive or dead, Zeta's egg.
Alive or dead? This is. I didn't even think about this. This is hard. We come back to that.
Okay. Last show you binge watched?
Oh man, I'm behind. It was Glow.
Oh wow.
That's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm behind.
If you were a crayon, what color would you be?
Blue.
All right, there you go.
She got that one? Yeah, yeah, wasn't it bad?
There you go.
You did all right.
I need to compare and contrast. So we're going to get ready to do the Star of the Week, where we pretty much just highlight, you know, somebody in women's wrestling, and there's a lot of them. And if there are Stars of the Week or there are people that you want us to highlight, just put it in the comments or send it to our Twitter, WPW Weekly, and, you know, we'll take care of it. But for now, we're going to, Evan, hit us with the Star of the Week.
Yeah, man.
Women's wrestling Star of the Week.
Yeah, it's Bea Presley. She's a British professional wrestler, known by the abbreviated name Bea Presley. She is currently signed to and recently formed promotion to AEW. Just got signed by AEW. Before signing with All Elite Wrestling, she is known for her well-established work in promotions including Defari Wrestling, Progress Wrestling, and World Wonder Ring of Stardom. Presley is a former one-time World of Sport Women's Champion and a former two-time defending Women's Champion and current Fight Forever Women's World Champion in her first reign. Like, she be doing her thing, apparently. So, Presley was trained by New Zealander Travis Banks and made her in-ring debut as early as January 2016. From there, Presley quickly appeared in numerous promotions throughout the United Kingdom. Kingdom, including International Pro Wrestling and Over the Top Wrestling. By her second year, Presley began as Australia's Melbourne Wrestling and Japanese Wonder Ring stardom. If you want to see an amazing match, go to B. Presley vs. Ashley Spencer, the SPW New Zealand Women's Wrestling match. All on YouTube, full match, amazing. Amazing new talent. AEW got somebody pretty good, I think. It's,
they got a lot of good people.
So we need to go ahead and go ahead. Yo, sign my girl Zayda. Stop playing games, man.
Well, only sign her if you have something for her to do.
Yeah, like don't sign her and just keep her on the side. Like, have her go get main event. Yeah. All In Part 2 in Chi-Town. Main event.
Chi-Town. So where can people find you traveling the world, et cetera, et cetera?
I am going back to Asia for a little 1 month.
Somebody said Zayda for President 2020.
Shout out to that for real.
All right. I'm down with that.
Rocky!
A month and a half this time. Not so long this time. Mm. I do want to come back to the U.S. So I will be China, Taiwan, Singapore, maybe Thailand, probably Japan, like everywhere.
That's crazy.
And then I will be back here in the U.S., nothing super, super set up yet, but definitely some stuff in Richmond, Virginia. Wow. My home state. And then New York, Florida, California. Lots of places.
Texas. D-Train asks, who would you like to wrestle? So, Io Shirai, Asuka, or Kairi Sane?
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, they're all great.
Yes, they are.
I know.
How could you make me choose between
these? That's crazy.
I'm just reading the question.
That's
that was
crazy.
My question.
Probably Asuka because we have similar style, strong style, and
That'd
she's
be
great.
Amazing, though. Your strong style, your strong style.
We just go.
Well, we'll see what happens because, you know, the fact that she. I want to see what they're going to do with her. And then, like, how long her contract is and if she is going to opt out, blah, blah, blah. It's. I think WWE, if AEW exceeds everybody's expectations and seeing where every other promotion goes and indie and all this other stuff, wrestling in the next 2 to 3 years is going to be vastly different than what we're seeing now.
Yeah, the rumor is they're announcing network on like October. Like they say they have one working out. So that's going to shake things up if it's not all.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
The rumor is that they want to announce a network, but that they most likely won't get a network. That's what
I'm here in October. If you hear something, I'm here in October because they're doing they're going back to Chicago for that.
They might see how the whole Fox deal with WWE goes, and then if it's going well for that network, then that other network will be
baby steps. I say, man, baby steps, man.
Anywho, where can they find you, Mr. Evan T. Mack?
Evan T. Mack, Instagram and Twitter, BMP t-shirts, prowrestlingtees.com.
Yeah, if you want those BMP t-shirts, if you don't know what those shirts are, then you need to be watching Raw and NXT on AfterBuzz TV and you'll figure it all out.
Yep.
But they are at Pro Wrestling Tees. Just search BMP and you will find those shirts there. If you are listening to us on iTunes, 5 stars, you don't want anything less, please leave a comment. The more comments we get, the more we can give you. We are currently, this is the first episode for season 3. It's been 3 seasons for Women's Wrestling Weekly.
Oh,
crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Put yourself over.
That's crazy.
Please.
All right. I'm on Instagram a lot. Zayda _Zhang. And then the Zayda Zhang for Twitter. And my merchandise and my t-shirt is on prowrestlingtees.com. Just look up Zayda Zhang and, some other stuff.
You will not be dissatisfied with her Instagram. Pretty up there. Make sure to follow us on, if you're not following us on YouTube, make sure to hit the subscribe button, leave a comment, all that good stuff.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV Wrestling /Sports. Also follow us on Instagram and Twitter, WPW Weekly. We have all our updates there. We have all the interviews there. We have all that good stuff there as well. And you can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. Next week, we're showing a pre-tape because Evan will be at WrestleMania. So if you want to see all the ins and outs and all that stuff, I'm sure he is going to have some fun stuff on his Instagram. If you're not following him on Instagram, you need to right now. And we're definitely going to repost it on our Instagram. Other than that, we will check you out in 2 weeks or next week. You know how it goes. Ciao, y'all.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, we ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.